It was on the second Sunday of Easter that Victor Hugo, in his novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, placed a deformed, bent little baby boy. He was picked up there on the steps of Notre Dame Cathedral, brought into the house of the Lord, and given a royal welcome. He was baptized into Jesus' death and resurrection. And he was given the name, the old Latin name for the second Sunday of Easter, Quasimodogenity. Quasimodogenity meaning as newborn babes, his name, Quasimodo. He was born again of water and the Spirit, given life in God's kingdom. His bentness was hidden by the perfect righteousness of Christ, his sin washed away by his saving blood. So for you and me, we too are bent and deformed people. And thanks be to God, our Lord welcomes us home in his church. He brings us to the font to wash us clean into Jesus' death and resurrection. And Jesus comes into our midst in our brokenness, in our bentness, in our worry and fear, and he says, "Peace be with you." Peace be with you, Jesus says, in that upper room where the disciples were locked in fear on Easter Sunday evening. Peace be with you, he says again on the second Sunday of Easter, there with Thomas in the room too. We can relate to Thomas. We've had our fears and worries, our concerns. My wife said yesterday that today was the most frightening day of her life. Back when I was waiting for my first call, up till that point in her life, that was the most frightening. And Jesus gave her peace, and he gives you peace today. Thomas, look here. Look at my hands and my side. For Thomas doesn't believe in some ghost-like Jesus who isn't flesh and blood. He knows that the real Jesus is God incarnate in human flesh, who died in your place and mine, who bore the rebellion of the entire world, who suffered in his flesh for us all. He really died. He was really buried. And Thomas wanted proof that he was really risen so that you would have no doubt today. And Jesus comes to him, "Peace be with you." And Thomas sees it, touches it, feels it, smells it. This Jesus, your Jesus, lives. And Thomas then says, what is the climax of John's gospel, don't you think? "My Lord and my God." Not as the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons would have it, like he's losing control of his mouth and just gabbing on. But as Luther would teach, "I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity and also true man born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord." My Lord and my God, not just Lord and God, he is the one who has conquered Satan and death and sin for you, for the whole world, but he is for you, precisely for you. For you, he has come to set you free. For you, he has come to wash you clean. For you, he has risen to pull you into his resurrection forever, to put his eternal life in you this very day. For you, he will be here again in his flesh and blood, bringing you that peace which he won only by giving his life for you and me. He is my Lord and my God. He is your Lord and your God as you trust and delight in his saving work. Thanks be to God. Jesus comes in this room today, and he says to you, "Peace be with you." Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.